who should really have the DC and Marvel licenses. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair, brought to you by our partners at Toytography Magazine, but we'll talk more about that later. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the man known as Bearded Spice, the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man Optimus Prime popped and refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mac, the three pump chub of taking this show off the rails, Nate. But that's not all. We are also once again joined by the consumer of all things vile, one of the former co-hosts of Figuratively Speaking, Corey. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey-o.
Kermit the Frog here.
Hey-o. Why are there I can't go too far.
We'll get copyright.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
I recently watched the Muppet movie, like within like the last month, and wow, I think I mentioned it on the show. Still holds up. Actually, it's just super stellar. Very funny. So good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you went on an entire thing on
I did.
Figs,
I did
the live stream.
Yes. Yeah. Can't recommend it enough.
Well,
I just for the first time the Otter Jug Band one.
Oh, the Christmas one?
That one hit me.
Right that one. Yes.
Well, unfortunately, we're not here to talk about who's going to be taking over the Muppet license.
We will be.
This is a Muppet podcast now.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Modern Muppets podcast. No. Oh my God, what have I done? So we are essentially going to be discussing a, we'll say, alternate reality where Hasbro pisses off the overlord Mickey Mouse and loses the Marvel license, and McFarlane pisses off someone at Warner Brothers and loses the DC license. Who do you think should take up those lines and, you know, breathe new life into them? Like, Todd is kind of finally hitting his stride with the DC license in some people's opinions. But we'll still say, like, you know, it's still a 7-inch line in a 6-inch world. So we'll still pretend like, you know, there's a need to improve it. Let's start with Marvel, just because I feel like that one's got a little more mileage on it. So who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Nate.
The simple answer is McFarlane.
Really?
Yeah, so we could finally have like all of them in the same scale, so we could buy them all over again. And then on the flip side, the Marvel or the DC one would go to Hasbro.
We haven't gotten DC. Don't blow your load this early. You got
right.
We have 45 minutes to fill.
All right, guys. Well, it was nice talking to you, and I'll see you next time.
Yep. So I have a couple of different answers for this.
Ooh.
So the first thing would be like, this is a total fantasy scenario.
Yeah.
So I can say what I want.
Oh God.
The first thing I would want is I would want NECA to have the MCU license.
So you're splitting up the license. You're not having the same, it go on the same rule. Okay.
Because that's something I would like to be able to do, is like not have to deal with like all of those Marvel Legends MCU figures. And instead of having 100 of them, I could just have like
5-12 total.
Yeah.
Because of the way NECA
and then it would be like, once again, Corey and I both would be like, well, it's not getting any better than this. And we can finally call it done until they finally finish the team and some other new company is, you know, doing it. But
we're going to be on our deathbeds going, it can't get any better than this.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah,
just keep saying it till the end of time.
Yeah,
so I do have a quick question though, like, so you want this to be like the Ninja Turtle license where just like everyone can have a hand in there, like, so you just want the MCU ones because NECA does such great head sculpts?
Well, it's not just the head sculpts, Michael, because as you know, especially these recent ones, Hasbro's been knocking it out of the park. Did you see that Robert Downey Jr. head sculpt? It's like...
I also saw that secondary Thor head sculpt, though.
We don't talk about that one. Yeah. Like, we don't talk about that. Well, I've never even seen that fourth Thor movie, so I've never seen a bad Thor movie, so suck it.
I mean, even if you saw that one, you would. If you've seen the second one, you've seen a bad one.
Nope, love the second one.
Yeah, I love the second one, too.
Bring everybody together, don't I?
The reason is because it's the best Masters of the Universe movie that'll ever be.
Right.
It is.
And it's a Thor movie. Thor is a bland, boring dude. He's not a funny, jokey guy.
Until the next one, which is great, too. That's what I love about Thor. They're all great, except the one I didn't see, because I didn't see it. Anyway. So the regular Marvel license would be interesting, because I don't want to throw it to Mattel, because I've seen what they did with DC, and they just couldn't keep up. They did okay, and they were doing way better at the end.
I would say that was a complete line.
Yeah, I mean, you got so many side characters in there.
That was a long time ago, though. They don't have the Four Horsemen anymore to pump that out.
Let's just throw it out there. So,
what if they just did them in the Origins style?
That is sort of what I was thinking, just because that would be kind of fun, because at that point, like, why would you need to improve upon Marvel Legends? So if they lost the license, at least for the first couple of years, you're not going to want to touch what they had done. So yeah, doing it in an origin style, maybe not that squat, Masters of the Universe style, but still kind of more of a retro, or just more, more streamlined and swappable. Make it like those Hero Smashers or whatever. Don't make it a gimmick. Just make it a thing that can be.
You want to back Secret Wars figures.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
I don't know how long that would last, seeing as how like the last
five. No.
They would get like two lines in.
No,
like,
well, and honestly, I'm
wait. Those
have
were
to...
made by Mattel too, weren't they?
Which ones were they?
The Secret Wars ones.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And they actually do kind of have a squat pose too, as well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They're They just need to. Yeah, maybe a little. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna go with that. I'm really gonna be curious to see what you guys pick, because I'm having a hard time, because I just. Not to say that they have the greatest head sculpts of all companies, or that they made us stop collecting, or they ruined collecting for everyone. I'm just saying it's really hard to improve upon the Legends line unless you're just going to copy it. And I just don't know another company that's going to be able to do it to that level. So I will bow to you both.
And to that scale. I mean... there's like, I don't even know how many there are, but there is at least more than 10 Marvel Legends figures.
there are tens of tens.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. At least. I have like 12 Spider-Man, and that's just MCU. So I'm gonna say there's 840 Marvel Legends.
I'm trying to see if someone actually has made the effort
to
count them.
That might even be on the low end of
that. I could be right. Yeah.
Are you talking Toy Biz too?
I
think so.
I would just think. That's way too much effort. That's like a checklist. I don't want that. I just want to know how many there are.
Yeah. Somebody will find it for us eventually, and we'll go back to it.
Let us know in the comments below, because I'm very curious.
What did I say? 841?
I think it's got to be more than that at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a lot. Really think about how many 800 is, though. And like, Shardimus Prime has like a third of them. behind him, you know?
Well, my
just do 840 divided by like six and you'll get a rough. I know there was some that were eight and then some that were, you know, some series that were eight and, you know, a little bit more than that when Hasbro first started. But
yeah. Hell, Hasbro just released in the last 6 months, they released probably 40 figures, maybe probably 50 at least. Just Target, not even including anywhere else.
Right.
Is everyone just Googling it now?
That's 140 waves, so maybe 840 is kind of a good number.
I'm thinking it's over 1,000. I'm going to say 1,100.
All right. So it's, I mean,
you have to keep in mind, think of all of the side lines they did where it's like, here's a retro wave, here's a other random wave.
Again, really think about how many 800 is. That's all I'm saying. We don't know the answer right now.
We don't. Can't argue. I'm hoping someone will tell us in the comments.
I was at my old job, I'd be able to look that up. But I am unable to at this point.
All right. Well, how about you, Corey? Where are you taking the Marvel license? Who are you? Where's your new Legends line?
So, when, like, I'm a big G.I. Joe guy, and when they announced the 3¾ Marvel Legends, or Marvel Universe, they called it, I was super stoked, but that line never did what I thought it should have. Like, it was right off the bat. It was like cost cutting and cost saving, and the sculpts really weren't there. And it blew me away that it's the same company that was making like the craziest, best G.I. Joe figures. And at the same time, they were making the best G.I. Joe figures like we'd ever seen. And at this point now, I think that we will ever see in that size was the 30th anniversary G.I. Joe's, like, crazy detail. I mean, some of them came packed with, like, low light came with an actual little tiny bullet that was like a nightmare to
pre-lost
that you were gonna lose it. Yeah, so I immediately put it on a piece of tape and put it in the accessories and was like, okay, never gonna lose that. But like, that's just how detailed those figures were. And the Marvel Universe series was coming out along the same lines, and I really don't think it ever hit its potential. So what I would like if Hasbro did lose the license, I would like somebody to tackle that, which to even think about somebody trying to tackle that scale, like just the gamut of the Marvel Universe again, would be, I don't know who would even try except somebody like Hiya Toys would have like that. Yeah. That style and that detail, but to do that scale would be something even way beyond them, but I would love to see them try. But like you guys said, going forward, I don't know who would even try to tread the same water that Legends have, because I don't think we're ever going to get another series of toys like them again. It's just too big and too massive. You know, too intricate. I mean, we've gotten so many like weird ones. Like it's gone all over the board. Really, I have a hard time seeing where it's going from here on out, because I don't know. I don't see where they can excite somebody like me who's been in the, you know, been in this since like the beginning. So it's an interesting one, but for sure, I would go with somebody like Hiya.
That, I think that would be really interesting, because I like what I see. And unfortunately, or honestly, fortunately, the G.I. Joe ones seem to be not easily accessible. Right. Like, they're only, like, you have to import them from import companies. I know you can get them. Don't people in the comments just, I get it. But, like, I don't stumble upon them. So, like, that's good. But what I have seen from like the horror lines that they've done, and like the Aliens and Predator and stuff like that, they're so intricately detailed and so cool. That would be like the best, awesome way to go. And the price point is right there. I mean, you're talking like $15 to $20. And I know that's a lot for a 3¾-inch, but I mean, shit, vintage collection's up to $16.99, and we're not getting the same kind of movement that we are out of a Hot Aya Toys.
That's fair, yeah.
I would love it.
And going back to that smaller scale, maybe we could get things like Punisher Vans, X-Jet, you know, Ghost Rider cycles without crowdfunding them and making this insane deal about it and just being like, hey guys, $40 Ghost Rider motorcycle, you know, and boom, there it is.
Yeah. So,
that's where I would go.
So for me, with Marvel, it was a pretty big no-brainer, and it's mostly just because I'm a selfish prick and I have ulterior motives. But I would take Marvel over to Jada Toys for multiple reasons. One of those reasons being that for $25, you're getting a better quality figure on a regular basis with better accessories and more accessories than what Marvel Legends is offering. And I just think that they really give you a new feel where you don't feel like it's a continuation of the Legends line, where it feels like it's a new line and you can choose to either stick with Legends and be done, or you can move on and do this as well or as a new collection. And I think it would feel like a new collection. And my main reason is because I want fucking Marvel versus Capcom figures. And I will get them one way or another, even if it means I have to be like, oh yeah, we're just gonna give the entire Marvel license to them. But I would love to see what they would do just in general, because I feel like they could do those variations. They could do, they could give you your six different Wolverines, where you get a comic book, a movie, a video game, all the different like costumes and stuff. Like, I feel like you'd be able to get that from them in different ways and shapes or forms. So far, they haven't had any exclusives that have been hard to get. Like the hardest one to get was the San Diego one, and that was mostly just because if you kicked the can, you missed out. But it was available twice.
I have liked that a lot. Easy exclusives.
Yeah, and it just, and their exclusive, it was a repaint with like some extra, you know, new molding for a couple heads, some new accessories, and, you know, a little bit of it, like a diorama piece that came with it, but it wasn't anything like super ridiculous crazy. And it was a character that you could be like, oh, that's really cool, I want it, or I don't need it because I already have a Ryu, I don't need evil Ryu. It was a really good choice for an exclusive too, especially being their first Comic-Con exclusive for this line. So their
price point's really nice too, because it actually, I don't feel ripped off.
Yeah.
Like, I look at like X-Men 97 and I'm like, $25 for a figure with no accessories at all? Like, that's a ripoff. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to wait on those.
I will say the Wolverine, though, he does come with an extra head, the hood, and extra hands, doesn't he?
Extra hands?
I thought he came with unclawed hands, but I could be wrong.
To be fair, though, every Wolverine should come with an extra head, a folded down mask.
Oh yeah.
And extra hands.
You're not wrong.
That's most of them do. And when they don't, it's like,
yeah,
you have them. Like, we know you have them because we have them. Like,
they're like, well, then just use those ones.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to give them to me again.
But yeah,
anyone who displays a Wolverine figure without his claws popped is questionable anyway. But at the same time, you're like, I got to have
them. Yeah. Just in case.
I got to have them.
Even from, like, a different aspect, like, taking, like, figure photography and stuff. Like, that's a pretty big deal, and I feel like you need multiple sets of hands for that, and heads. Right. But I also feel like with them, you'd be also get different heads with different expressions instead of it's just a masked head or an unmasked head. Like, you could have other options available, too. Like, they could do just a Logan figure that has the unmasked head, and then each Wolverine comes with two heads, and if you get the Logan figure, you can just switch it out.
You know, Michael, you bring this up, but it seems like you have an interest in toy photography. Are you looking to improve your camera skills or simply looking for more inspiration?
Always.
Man, Toytography Magazine has what you need. They offer in-depth interviews with skilled artists, tips for lighting, composition and other areas of photography, figure posing, and working with props. You love props. And artist wall contest and more. Artists, Corey, sounds like this is for you too. Their quarterly magazine is available in digital and in print. So if you want to collect them or if you just want to keep them on that hard drive, visit their website at toytographymag.com. So, yeah, also come out and join them on their Facebook group, Toytography Magazine Facebook page, where you can share your photos, discuss tips, and participate in contests.
Thank you, Nate. I'm glad you picked up where I was laying down there. yeah, so link in the description below. You can currently pre-order March's issue.
Still, if you do display Wolverine with his out his claws pops, I'm gonna question things. I'm just them.
But while you unpop Wolverine's claws, you can also go to toytographymag.com and order old issues along with pre-order the new one for March. Link in the description below. Check them out. We greatly appreciate it. But yeah, so I would give Jada Toys the Marvel license just because I feel like we'd finally get, at least for the first time in like a decent amount of time, some Marvel figures that where we don't feel like we're getting ripped off. It's Marvel Legends for a few years now has felt like we're not quite getting our money's worth. And I feel like we wouldn't have a Spider-Man with just painted lines on him anymore. We'd have molded webs on every Spider-Man, a molded emblem on every character. Like that we wouldn't have to like be like, oh, well, we're just getting the same body repainted for six different people. And yet we're still saying the pain. Yes.
I just really quick want to clarify for anyone who's typing away. We get that certain licenses are probably more expensive than others and may cause a Jada Toys release to actually increase in price past the Hasbro price point that has been previously set that we bitch about. That may actually occur in the real world scenario, but in this situation, for this fantasy situation, my safe word is pineapple. Use it if you need to, whatever makes you feel comfortable. But we're having a fantasy situation where Jada Toys is just making the toys straight up for what we've already seen. Please, Michael, continue.
Listen, even at that though, they want to raise the price to $30. I'd be fine with that.
I just said.
But hear me out. So they Jada Toys has this exclusive, the Player 2 Ryu. Literally just a repaint. Same figure. I mean, technically it's an improvement because it's the original one came out over a year ago and they've improved on it since then. But still, it's a repaint. Still a great fucking figure. By no means when I ordered this did I feel ripped off. So I feel like the quality is there and the like amount of stuff you get for your money is there, that if they had to raise it to anywhere between that $25 and a $30 price point, it would still feel worth it. And especially when you get a Spider-Man with molded webs, a Wolverine with multiple heads,
right,
and
what you're
claw
saying
hands.
Is you're expecting them to continue the same level.
Yeah, the
that
same
showed in.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah, which they've already done with Mega Man. Those figures has still like those figures are technically less expensive, and you still are getting just as much.
My Mega Man is on the way.
Very nice. It's an awesome figure, but you get the little energy piece, you get the swappable arm, two heads, like a little stand for the blast effect thing. Like you're still getting the same amount of quality and accessories and like bits and bobs from the Street Fighter line in the Mega Man line, but because they're slightly smaller, it's a smaller price point. So I just feel like they would give us the most bang for our buck if there was a reorganization in the world of Marvel.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I get you. So on to DC though, with this one, I had a little bit of a harder time and it took me a while to think of someone who I would want to see do it. Because like the easy thing would be to be like, oh, let's see what Hasbro could do. They've done thousands of Marvel characters. Let's give them the same treatment, but with DC. But then I thought about it, and what if Jazzwares took the license? Think about that Fortnite line that they had. Those figures were at the same price point as Marvel Legends at the time. You got a bunch of accessories with them. The sculpts were good. The figures are good quality. They're not like junk or anything like that. Like, it just seems like a nice, like, different, like, change. Like, we wouldn't be going to another status quo.
I was a hard no for Jazzwares until you said, well, look at their Fortnite line. And I was like, oh, forgot all about that.
Because, well, I mean, my son, 'cause Hasbro sneaked it.
Yeah. Yeah. They are really good figures.
And you'd also have the opportunity to get 3¾ figures because they ran both lines at the same time. They had their 6-inch line and their 3¾, and the 3¾ does vehicles and play sets and all that shit. So it opens up so many more doors.
I'm changing my Marvel choice. It's going to Jazzwares.
Let's not be throwing any shade to Spin Masters, which we know by the end of the year is going to be the company not to fuck with. So.
Why is that?
It's a long story. But remember at the end of the year last year? Yeah, we were talking about how great Jada Toys was now all of a sudden, and who thought we would say that? And I made a joke about Spin Masters being the best brand of like 2024.
Okay.
Holy shit, I'm the only one that remembers a joke. I don't remember anything.
Listen, the end of 2024 or 2023 for me was just you being butthurt that Jamar put a van on his top 10 list that he didn't even own.
I wasn't even butthurt, Michael. I was heart hurt.
Oh. Well, don't go watch Big Nerdy's top 10 list or you'll be even more heart hurt.
That's not my show.
Oh god. Anyway, who do you guys think should take over DC?
Well, after you talking, I'm like, anything I say now is going to sound stupid.
Nope. Do it.
I really like at a loss. So okay. You're saying if McFarlane lost the license, but I'm gonna twist that a little bit and say something that sounds way more plausible at this point is that Warner Brothers is going to lose their entire
existence.
You know, everything. Yeah, yeah. They're not gonna exist.
Warner Brothers goes under.
Yeah, yeah. Warner Brothers goes under, and then all of the license agreements. What happens when that happens? Does it like go null and void, or
I don't know.
I think they
go into bankruptcy.
They'd be liquidating and selling off their assets more than likely. So they'd probably sell DC to somebody for pennies on the dollar of whatever they paid for it.
It'd be, and I bet $100 Disney would buy it. They'd be like, fuck yeah. Yep.
And Disney would do it for $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, McFarlane would just be like, I'll just buy all of DC and just keep...
Oh, yeah, it'd become a bidding war between Toddy Boy and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. But in terms of toy companies taking over... Now, see, I'm not like a lot of people and think that Mattel's, you know, their older lines are not any good anymore. I still have all of those proudly displayed, and I just like Marvel Legends, I would be hard pressed to kind of upgrade or update my collection. So, I am at a loss on this one, guys. I don't know who I would want to take over the situation. What? Why do you say that?
Come on, there's one answer. There's one answer. It's Hasbro. It is. I'm sorry, and it is. Here's the thing. You say, and that's awesome. You have those DC Mattel figures proudly displayed.
I'm not saying that if Hasbro got them, I would be
and
buying
you
them.
Would have Toy Biz Marvel proudly displayed as well, yes. Except Hasbro came out, and then they brought out a bunch of crappy figures that were better than those, and then they replaced all of those. It's amazing how they do that. It's like the music industry in itself. They just keep changing formats, and then McFarlane introduces new digital action figures, but that's a subject for another show. I want Hasbro to do DC. I want DC them to Legends. Do Marvel Legends to DC. I do. I want it. I've always wanted it. It would be incredible. The articulation schemes that they come up with, that they have done in the past, how they have improved upon the 6-inch figure. I think Marvel Legends, with some competition from Classified, is one of the more innovative aspects of the retail 6-inch figure. So to see then what they would do with DC, not only their movies, but like all through the entire history, you know, of DC. And that would be incredible. Just because I actually do like what McFarlane is doing, and it took him forever to do it. And I kind of, you can go back to, I don't know what episode of Figuratively Speaking it was, but actually Corey was Mr. Doom and Gloom about McFarlane taking over, and I was the optimist. And then Corey bought them all, and I didn't buy any, but now I'm kind of coming around.
Oh, yeah, you were with us on the hate train from McFarlane DC for the longest time, and now buying it up like hotcakes.
Some of it you can get for a pretty decent price. But anyway, you're going to make me forget my point. Oh, snap.
You did forget your point.
I did forget my point. But either way, I don't think McFarlane, and he's getting there, but, you know, he started out Batman heavy, and I know a lot of Hasbro waves would too. He's the Wolverine or the Deadpool or whatever.
Spider-Man.
But at the same time, I just think what they could do with those figures and those styles, with what they've been able to innovate, would just be so cool to see. And I know, yes, we would just be rebuying the same characters that we've bought 6 times before and going, this time it's not going to get any better, but I would fall for that all over again for certain DC things. Like,
what was the gentleman's name from Mattel who at the end of the line, he worked for them for a while, but he pitched Marvel Legends style DC figures. And there was a Batman. There was a picture of a Batman figure that he,
there was,
what was,
there
it?
Was
his name? I cannot remember his name. Dwayne?
The Rock Johnson?
Not that one. No,
not that one.
I cannot remember his name now. But like it was like right at the end, and he was like, listen, everybody wants this. And they were just, and Mattel was kind of like, it's already gone. Maybe if somebody out there knows, because I was trying to do the search to find that picture, but he had like, you know, the blue and gray Batman, and it was something else. So cool looking.
David Vonner?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah, Shirtimus posted fucking 3 years ago prototype pictures of the unreleased Marvel Legends style Batman from David Vonner.
Yeah.
Let's see, I don't know if you can see it very well. It looks really dope. Like, I'm not going to lie. I almost want to, if that was what the quality we'd get, I'd be here for it.
It would have been for the first wave, and then all those accessories would not show up in the second wave.
Like the Indiana Jones set.
Right.
Or the first Indiana Jones came with 37 hands. Not a single one after that that you were lucky to get both hands on each wrist.
Like you said, use the ones you got. Yep. You know?
You remember remember the first wave of Black Series?
Yeah.
Like, we got so much gloved hands of Han Solo. I was like, this is going to be the best toy line of all time, and now look at
You got the belt, and then Darth Maul, you got two different versions of him in the same box. That would have been like an uber deluxe figure con exclusive for $54.99 now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So yeah,
sad times. But I guess
memories of yesteryear.
But we're old. I knew you were going to guess Hasbro, so I didn't want to say Hasbro. Yeah. So
it's what I would want. People forget, and Corey forgets sometimes, what a DC fan I was.
Oh, I remember.
And I don't keep up. So I'm kind of like Robo in that sense. He likes classic Marvel. I love classic DC. Anything pretty much up until like, I pretty much, and don't take offense, but pretty much the New 52 is where I draw the line. Like that's where I give up. Like, it was fine, and I've read some stuff from that after and stuff. But that's anything before that, that's my jam.
I don't know. I need some Court of Owls in my life.
Yeah, like, that's an example of great stuff that has happened. Like, they're doing great. It's just, that's where I friend of the show, Nandor, loves Indians/Guardians. He stopped collecting baseball cards at the year 2000. And he filled in everything before that. Still watches games and stuff and still, but you know what I'm saying? You pick a line and you draw it.
I think my DC line is actually like right now, like right now, like I don't the new comic books and stuff. Like I'm like, you guys aren't doing it for me anymore.
Yeah. I haven't read a DC comic in years, and I definitely wouldn't know what's going on now. Like, I just don't have my toe is not in that realm at all anymore.
I'm unfortunately in the same boat because I was a hardcore DC fanboy, and I loved the Zack Snyderverse. I know that that's a very controversial situation.
Me too. It's not controversial. Like what you like. And for people who, in particularly my case, don't really just give a shit, like one way or the other, that's cool too. All cool.
But then, like, they slowly continued to just, like, shit the bed over and over again to the point where I was just like, I lost interest. Like, even I loved the first two seasons. Maybe even I can't remember if I watched the third season of Titans on HBO Max, and I still never watched the final season because it just didn't interest me.
That got really weird. It was like somewhat, you know, justifiable, like a darker CW, and then it was like, I don't even know what they're trying to accomplish here anymore. Like, what's the overall feel of the season? Like, mm-hmm. they had none of that. That was probably one of the weirdest shows I've ever watched. Cause it was just, it didn't have a driving, you know, theme at all. It was just kind of like superheroes.
Yeah. Which is a shame. Cause the first two seasons had that. And I loved it, but yeah, they, between the TV universe, just kind of slowly pittering out, whether it was on CW or Max or what have you, and the movies progressively just getting more and more ridiculous because they're trying to retcon and then unretcon and then re-retcon and start all over, and I just slowly like lost interest, and mm-hmm. it's to the point like I like Nightwing's been one of my biggest, like my favorite characters for as like as long as I remember, and I used to have like an entire like tall shelf of all of my Nightwing and Robin stuff, and that's down to us one of these little shelves now, just because I was just like, I don't need all this, like it doesn't bring me joy anymore. And the comics are pretty hit or miss, like every now and then they'll have a good story arc, but like 10 issues out of 100 isn't enough for me. So yeah, it would take a lot. Like I get some of them off X figures just because a lot of them, as Nate mentioned, are more classic or older stuff. Like the Hush is one of the best DC like Batman stories out there. Dark Knight Returns.
Just to throw something out there, which is funny to me, because in my head, Hush is still newer.
Oh right, like yeah.
Even though it's like what 20 years old now.
Yeah,
it feels like it's 5 years old. But I was like living in an apartment. You know.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, Crisis on Infinite Earths was the year my kid was born. So, that's just funny to me to think about that kind of thing. Because, like, I still think of that as a new story. Mm-hmm. You automatically think of it as a classic. But 10 years prior or whatever, 15 years prior, was, like, Dark Knight Returns, which would be very easily something that was like that for somebody else, where we all think, oh, it's this old classic.
Yeah.
We didn't really grow up with it. We discovered it at a later age.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's another line that they're doing, and they've got the Return of Superman line, which is another, that one's mm-hmm. even more like, that's the 90s at that point, so mm-hmm. like I'm loving that mm-hmm. aspect of it, and I'd love for them to do maybe a little bit of current stuff, because I'd love to get some Court of Owls stuff. But at the end of the day, if all I get are my you know popular classic
give me
ones,
more of this,
I would give not I'd more. Be shocked if Mafex doesn't do Kingdom Come at some point.
I just don't understand why more haven't, because only DC Collectibles did. And this is such a toyetic line, even if you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks cool. Don't mind that Superman's really fucking old. He looks cool.
Yeah. Like, I just want them to hold off. If MoffX does that kind of stuff, I want them to hold off and finish some lines first. Because we're at the tail end of Hush. We've almost gotten there.
Fair enough.
We're, you know, midway through Return of Superman.
Subjectively, with Hush especially, but it lends itself so well to an action figure. Do those characters look better? Like, you have what is arguably one of the greatest modern artists take on those characters. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's a great way to do it.
Hush also works because it has so many. It's like, it's just like, here's his rogues gallery in Hush style, you know?
It was a repackaged Hush greatest hits album.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just, they linked a thematic element to it, but they just brought in all the old favorites, but jazzed it up a little bit, you know? Made it new, made it pop.
Yeah, so that's where
The kids come for, is all these metaphors I got.
Yeah.
In relating to shit they don't care about.
Yeah, fellow youths.
Yeah.
Hey, whippersnappers. Hey, you whippersnappers.
I purposely put my Liquid Death in my Taco Bell cup so I didn't look too cool.
Mm. All right, then.
Huh.
it's a choice.
Huh. That was the correct response.
Nate, would you like to dramatically read the Patreon input for me now?
I do.
That's the only segue I got from there.
All right. Since I did a little.
Oh my god.
All right. Dramatic readings of the patron comments. I'm going to read David's first. So, David Finn. I'm reasonably happy with Hasbro Marvel Legends. Although, if anything, I would like my figures a little bigger. I prefer, like, Hulk, Venom size characters. I would like more variants of the big boys. DC, I guess I would prefer more detail. I find the McFarlane stuff very generic. Just my two cents. I don't know what company would do it better. All right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right. This is from Sukma Taint. Give Hasbro the DC license to make Marvel Legends scale DC figures. Give Marvel Select the ability to muse more articulation. Their license restricts to 7-inch scale and a few points of articulation. Without that limitation, they could make better articulated large figures to mix into a Legends display. Yes! Remove the exclusivity Hasbro has to 7-inch scale to Marvel in America so MoffX can sell here without the $20 plus per figure import shipping tax. But Super 7 finished the vintage TMNT lineup. Fuck it, why not? Give Modern Toy Fair the perpetual license to Corey so he can keep coming back while Jamar is home barefoot and pregnant. Belly check.
Perpetual license?
Oh, Sukma, that was a good one. I gotta give it to you. That was a good one.
Barefoot and pregnant.
Yep. Come back.
Oh my god. Well, let us know in the comments below who you'd like to see make DC and Marvel figures. If you're fine with the status quo. I'm very curious to see what all of you have to say. And as always, if you enjoyed this video, please make sure to like and subscribe. It helps us out and gets you a bunch of toy-related content in your feed. We've got everything from reviews, how to pose videos. We're going to have some how to do action figure photography videos here in the nearish future. Once I figure out the logistics of that, we have weekly live stream, weekly podcast, and weekly toy hunts. Check all those out. We greatly appreciate it. You can also check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. If you're already a fan of the channel and you'd like to help support us, you can go over to patreon.com/modern toy fair. Several different tiers of different rewards. You can get videos early, physical prints of the photos I take, and add input to the podcast, and more. So check that out. Link in the description below. Corey, would you like to let everybody know where they can find you?
You can find me on all the social medias. Vile Consumption, at Vile Consumption. One word. Google, Facebook, Twitter, the other one, Instagram, Threads now. I think that's it.
No TikTok?
Oh, yeah, TikTok, too. But, like, that's just a weird one, too. I have a hard time, you know. My old man, senses try to figure these things out, and it's hard. But, TikTok, too. And I'm always posting, you know, art and toys. That's all. That's my life. So, and my dogs. So there you go.
Awesome. I have some of the links to his socials down below, so check those out. Nate, what do you got for us this week?
First of all, I'm not on any of those things anymore, I don't think. I don't want to be on anything.
You're on Instagram.
Yeah,
and
but...
on Twitter. Oddly enough, with two different names.
And on OnlyFans.
And Fansly. And Passes.
I'm like...
Did we break
it? And Pornhub.
Oh, yeah, I'm on there.
And Hustler. They're still shipping magazines of you to doors.
They are?
Oh, no.
I can't imagine that magazines still exist. Do magazines still exist?
We literally just talked about one that you could order on the...
No, I mean, like, pornography magazines. Oh, that's still a thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't see that going away.
That hasn't fully gone digital? Like,
probably not. You could probably do digital, but I imagine they probably still do real magazines. I don't know. Yeah, you look that up while he gets on to what he has to contribute to the end of the show so we can close this out.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, we got an exciting new podcast. It comes to us from the brainchild of Sook Matan. And it is called, interestingly enough, Figuratively Speaking. I don't know if this is a gritty modern retake or what. Let's dive in.
Ultimate Figuratively Speaking.
Yeah. So in this exciting deep dive into the world of tax accounting, we interview accountants, Excel spreadsheet wizards, tax attorneys, and more. In our first episode, we discuss whether the research and development tax credit is as powerful an incentive to American businesses as legislators figured it would be. And boy, are we in for a wild ride.
Awesome. Yeah. To answer your question, I don't know if magazines like Playboy are still around, because Google says Playboy shut down 2020 during the pandemic.
First of all, the fact that you consider Playboy pornography is so adorable.
Technically, it is.
It's so cute.
Technically, it is.
So cute.
I just figured there was a better chance of Playboy being around than Hustler.
Bless your heart.
Oh, my God.
Bless your heart.
Anyway, they closed down during the pandemic, but then allegedly are making a comeback as of last year, but it doesn't specify. So I don't know. If you know, let us know in the comments below. Anyway... hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel. Thank you for watching.
You know Playboy facts. Just keep them. I don't care. To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members? Or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.